Chapter 4. Johnny Takes Care of His Orchards. Johnny's orchards kept him busy year-round. Every fall, Pennsylvania farmers took their newly picked apples to the cider mills. So that's when seeds were plentiful. Johnny usually collected a couple of bushels of them from the mills. During the winter, Johnny fixed his orchard fences. These kept deer and other animals from nibbling on his trees. Each spring and summer, he tended his orchards. He also chose sites for new orchards. He cleared the land, chopping shrubs and pulling weeds. He tilled the soil, then carefully planted apple seeds. Squirrels and mice always ate some of the seeds before they could sprout, but he didn't mind. He left the seeds to grow and came back later to check on them. All year long, Johnny was also a traveling salesman. He went door to door visiting settlers' cabins. He sold apple seeds and seedlings. An apple seedling is a small plant that sprouts from an apple seed. It will grow into an apple tree. He sold them for 6½ cents each. Settlers had a good reason for wanting to buy Johnny's apple seedlings. If they planted apple seeds themselves, they would have to wait 2 years for 4-foot-tall seedlings. With Johnny's help, settlers got a head start on growing apples. When settlers planted an orchard from seeds, they never knew exactly what kind of apples they'd get from the trees. That's because of pollination. When an apple tree is flowering, bees spread pollen among different blossoms, resulting in trees with new types of apples. Many farmers grafted trees together to improve apple crops. Grafting means joining two plants together. First, they cut a branch from a tree that had apples they liked. Then they tied that branch to a seedling grown from a different type of apple. The two parts eventually grew into a tree with a new kind of apple. Almost all apple trees are grafted today. Johnny knew grafting was a better way to grow apples, but he thought it was wrong. He believed that only God should decide how apples develop. So he always grew his trees from seeds instead of grafting. His apples were wild apples, which weren't as tasty as most apples in stores today. Chapter